Now on BBC Radio 4, it's Farming Today This Week with Charlotte Smith, looking at the impact that the proposed HS2 will have on farmers, landowners and wildlife.
The actual proposed route comes across Arley Brook, Tabley Brook, which is at the very bottom of our property. It then comes on a viaduct over the brook all the way up through our fields. It passes to the left-hand side of the oak tree you can see in front of you, and the marker I put in the field there is so that you can see how close it comes to the farmhouse, and it will totally take the farmhouse out.
Well, good morning. I'm in Cheshire this morning in what is currently a muddy, tree-lined field, but as you've heard, will be the rail track for High Speed 2. I'm with John Kelleher and Pat Mather, who currently own this land. John, watching you describe where it will come, I can tell that for you, this is an appalling prospect.
It's absolutely devastating. The family have farmed this land for over 60 years.
Well, today we're going to look at all the arguments, both against and in favour of HS2. We're in the village of Pickmere, which will be very much affected by the proposed route, but we'll also be hearing from other people who say that the country needs HS2. John, it's difficult for people in your situation whose lives will be completely changed by this line, but can you see that for the country as a whole we need this sort of infrastructure?
No, I don't think we do need this. George Osborne has said that this will kickstart the economy, but this will take 20 years before it's actually functioning. And I believe that if we need to kickstart the economy, which we obviously do in the current recession, that money should be invested now in the economy to hopefully boost jobs now, not in 20 years' time.
So as I say, John, we're in your muddy field. What do you currently do on this land? How big is your farm?
What we do at the moment is mixed farming. We have a farm gate egg business. We finish sheep for the butcher. And we also run a riding pony breeding stud.
And it's a very pretty place, Pickmere, isn't it? Pat, how long have you been in the village? What's it like?
Well, I was born in Pickmere, been here most of my life. You have friends and you've got people that you can rely on if there's a problem. If we had to move from here, would just be, it's bad enough to move a house. How do you move a farm?
We're describing pretty much a rural idyll, but people will have noticed that you're also under a flight path. We're not that far from a large motorway. Is it really that much to give up?
You're talking about us giving up our life, our history here. This is our little bit of England. You know, we've worked hard on this land. To ask us to go away somewhere else and start again is so totally unfair.
Well, we'll hear more from both John and Pat later in the... So the rowback compensation is continuing. And for you, you hope the discussion about where or if phase two of HS2 will go ahead is also still going to continue.
Yes, very much so. I think there's a long journey ahead of us. We personally are now in limbo for 3 years because the consultation period, and then they're going to draft the Act of Parliament, and we won't be able to do anything until after the Royal Assent. So, yeah, we're going to keep fighting.
Well, John and Pat, thank you very much for having us here this morning.